NuScale's small modular reactor design is the first of its kind to be approved in the United States. The new compact concept is made up of 12 small reactors and will be located at the Idaho National Laboratory. Sarah Fields with the group Uranium Watch says the Nuclear Regulatory Commission needs to scrutinize the project carefully. In particular, she's concerned about a proposal for fewer people to oversee the project.
They want to reduce the number of operators, and that's just to save money. And the NRC is undergoing a review of that.
NuScale says the project needs fewer operators because its design is simpler and the controls involve more automation. The NRC is reviewing the proposal, which could involve policy changes since the approval process is based on conventional nuclear power plant designs. The NRC has approved the design certification application for the project in its current form, but Field says the agency still has to authorize certain aspects of the design. One NRC engineer has raised questions about dilution of boron water around reactor cores, which could cause a dangerous power surge even if the reactor is shut down. Fields says it could be hard to make modifications once aspects of the design were approved.
It's like designing a house, and once you want to change one thing about the house, then you have to make all different kinds of adjustments and then get approvals from that.
There's another problem. 7 Utah cities have recently withdrawn from the project, and Idaho Falls has cut its commitment in half. Fields points out that some of the largest cities in the agreement have backed out. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.